zuilen, vanaf de zuilen. De Akintosh, dat is toch een tosje, wel een fresh. The next stage is to start separating this process. That's how it works. So first thing you do is you toss it into the wind, it takes spade, and you toss the wheat and the kernel and the chaff and the pebbles, everything into the wind. And what happens is the heavy stuff drops straight away down. The lighter stuff, the chaff and the rubbish, goes further. So you started process one of selection. That is the Malacha of Zoyra. So, that is the Malacha of Zoyra, what you're doing, stage number one. So, that could have been any force that you use with air, blowing, for example, someone blows something, using a fan, and dispersing a mixture with this blowing, that is the Issa of the Malacha of Zoyra. So, we say this. A practical example of this. We had two examples yesterday where this could be. First, we spoke about peanuts, which have got these like flimsy little clipper, like a peel on it. So someone takes it and blows, let's say for example, that peel off the nut. That's Zoyra. He's taking separated, sorry, this is my oracle.
Is it only the fingers?
Fingers, okay. Issa Zoyra is only with wind, with an air. So if you do it with your fingers, the mice is going to bother you, you have to do some of the sunna. It's got a clip in it, it's the mice, it's so smart, you have to just sit in the meantime. That we want to do some bother, we want to the mice to do it. To blow off though is the Issa Zoyra. I've got a message yesterday, Zoyra has no Issa actually. There's no attain with some of the sunna, you know, so that doesn't work by Zoyra. Zoyra is an Issa, a straightforward Issa, everything is awesome. Yesterday we saw another example, so I did, someone's got a fly in the soup. He doesn't like the fly in the soup, so don't mind, because we don't have flies in the soup. So he blows the fly out of the soup bowl. The chayra, that's what the Issa Zoyra. We said yesterday that Issa Zoyra gives it the camera.
So why is it more Zoyra than boiler?
Why is it wind?
No, why is it fly not boiler? Oh, because you make it blow wind.
Yeah, you make it blow wind. Here you do the Issa Zoyra.
So how the thing is boiler?
If you take it with a spoon, we said yesterday, it's like a spoon and it takes out a nickel and that's much. But here, if you blow it out, the mechayr, that's it, it's observed, it's correct. That we know how to do. Who had in the hair, that falls in, for example, also a problem. Who had in, someone's got a tidbit in the mosh, which he doesn't like, talking to the cat, it doesn't go out. Any of those things that fall in, is the mechayr, if you take it out, you blow it out, it's observed.
Wow.
Then we finished off yesterday with a very interesting thing, and that is, no, we said also chinshu yesterday, there's no issa to blow in the soup bowl to the side. Then if someone's got a fly in the soup, for example, and it blows the fly to the side of the soup, it's still inside the bowl, but to the side. That's not the issa of Zoyra. Zoyra is to separate it from its mixture. It's still in the mixture. That's not the issa of Zoyra. Zoyra is taken out of the mixture. So if you just blow it to the side, we've got a tidbit and you don't like it, well, blow it to the side. That's what the soup. That's it. You can blow it to the side. That's no problem at all. Then we spoke yesterday about aerosol cans. So we come back to this display. An aerosol can, from the mice, is not a problem with Zoyra. Even though I say one big person does say it's a problem, actually, with look out. It's one person who seems to hold that aerosol can should not be the chance for this reason. The mice, the general consensus of possible is that aerosol can is not a problem. We said already yesterday that an aerosol can is different. It's not the air that makes it fly out. While it is, it's designed in such a way that there's a pressure. And the pressure pours the liquid through a very small hole which comes out through the air. Therefore, it's sad that it's not a problem. It's sad that it's not using aerosols on shots or yachts. Actually, yachts are the same after the Zoyra. So, I had to yacht or Zoyra either. It's the same Issa applies to yacht or a chalk or not or Zoyra. And that is it. So, the Zoyra, as we're saying now, we've got much of a problem with this room. It's not so again. It's a big serious problem. I don't know why. I'll tell you why. And that is the Ramah. The Ramah in Shiva tests. So the mice says, I'll send you over here, Chayra. Let's say, for example, an aerosol can is no problem whatsoever. I'm just trying to think of where you can spray something by using the wind. Yeah, an example. According to what we're learning now, let's say you've got a separated family, and a person, let's say, a hostile car coming into your house, and you want to throw some confetti, some broken little bits of paper over them as they walk up the garden path, the wind's blowing, the compressor's going to throw everywhere. Is that a problem, are we saying?
No.
Why?
It's not
something. There's no problem to it. There's no mixture there. Yeah. It's pure confetti. There's nothing wrong. It's 100% butter. No, it's still soda. The chalice should come out. The problem is that there are more in Sheila tests. Right at the end, Sheila test says, yes, there are more. I got. Her right cake blew out the shuttles on a spit in the wind on Shabbos. While Rulach and the Faz of her rick and the wind causes the rick to disperse into bits, Chayim Mishun Zohar. He's Chayim as the Nachal Zohar. That's a Jewish way of this. Where's this coming from? There's no mixture here. Zohar would not have done that.
It's aerosol, same with aerosol.
What?
Aerosol, same.
I'm saying that aerosol is better because an aerosol is not the wind. An aerosol is the built-up pressure inside an aerosol can. It's not a wind that's going to disperse. So an aerosol can is not this problem, the Ramah. Yeah? The Ramah is talking about you've got something and it's going to be dispersed by the wind. And there's a confetti, for example. You want to throw some confetti on someone's coming up the pathway. So the Chayim, you want the wind to cause the confetti to disperse everywhere. That, the Chayim, the Ramah is a problem. Shaz, why? Where does that come from? So Mishmura points out, we mentioned Mishmura says, I don't know who's caring about what the Ramah says. Given the end of the Kabbalah, in the end of the Zohar, it's not a way of doing Zohar. Zohar is normally a mixture. He puts it to a lock over here. And he's not very happy at all, Mishmura, over here with this point. That this should be called Zohar. The Meister, the Apostle, is saying that the Ramah has come from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns that the Issa of Zohar is not doing the Torah, separate Issa. The Issa of Zohar is to cause something to disperse, to swap bits out of wind. What do you think? The Meister's not that about me. Yeah, the Yerushalmi holds on that. The Shani is now, where's that relevant to us? Is that relevant to us? So it looks like from the Mishnah Berurah here, but he's not too worried about the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be concerned. Mishnah Berurah says, I haven't seen anyone who's worried about this. So it looks like from the Mishnah Berurah he doesn't worry about this Ramah. But there are certain places where we do find a possibly were worried about this. Let's just find a few places over here. Right over here, for example. Take away it's relevant, this, for example. Let's say someone's got a tablecloth, crumbs off. And he wants to throw it out into his garden, the wind should disperse it. Can he do that on Shabbos? So that's different. If a person takes the crumbs and just shakes it on and it falls down the floor, that's not the wind. There's no shadow by that sort. That's no problem. We're talking about he wants the wind to disperse. Where's that? Where do you want the wind to disperse your crumbs?
Pesach.
What?
Air Pesach.
Air Pesach. Sometimes Shabbos finds on Pesach. He found some comets. So he's meant to crumble it out and throw it to the wind. Are you allowed to do that? That's the question. Can you crumble it out first of the wind? So here it's very interesting. Many possible hold, but there's no problem over here. This is fine with the first of the wind. It's relevant to our pizza, to see what it says. Come on, man. Says there. here it says you can actually, here it says you can actually crumble it out of the throat to the wind. So here the XCCC maker, the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah, XCCC maker, the Mishnah Berurah goes with the Svara that there's no Issel Zohar, we don't go with the Svara. The Mishnah problem is that I'm going to have wrong, and others bring down our Shantus and other points on the Shabbos. They're Chush to this Ramon.
The Mishnah Berurah did that as well.
What?
The Mishnah Berurah did that as well.
Mishnah Berurah is not worried about this. Where else could it be relevant to? Let's say I wrote a few examples over here. Someone's got dust on a book. It goes like this. It blows the dust off. That's the same shayla. Yeah, it's not really a mixture. What could that mixture really? There, the chayla is all right. It's confetti in the wind, shaking out old dirty blanket. Someone shakes it out and wants to get rid of the things in there. The chayra, that this question, are you allowed to do this or not? That's the problem. The Meister, the Bi'an Loch himself, speaks about in Shema Tess, in the Yenka, who speaks about spitting. Interesting, it's a little bit there. Finding there is things to do with what the Bi'an Loch says. The Bi'an Loch says, someone pulls out water from a cup through a window and the wind could spread it out. So he brings that over. He says a lot of swallows to be maker. First of all, the salt in that zoda doesn't apply to situations where there's no mixture. And even according to the Ramah, he says that's only by Gulikaka, normal water from a tap to Gulikaka. So he wants to say that's a good idea. And he says, I'm a low man, I'm a low man, therefore, he seems to be saying that it's okay. He says roik, that is more a problem. Spit, which is for a person, that's the worst maybe. I'm not sure we are not. The mice say it looks like this was maker, it looks like this was not machine. Some of our Achronian are worried about it, but generally speaking, it looks like this was not machine about it. So that's kind of back to what we spoke about, the air, the spray in the air on the freshener. So a normal spray has no problem at all, as we said yesterday, because even according to the Ramah, it's not open, that's where you can go. The only problem we spoke about is in touch with very, very briefly, and that's the Shalom Noid Reach. Are you allowed to use a spray on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Let's say, can the person spray deodorant or perfume itself? So we know there's an Issa, which is supposed to be clear, but the curtain, where it used to have Ocha there, the curtain used to wash their hands before the door. And there what happened was, they used to set the water before they wash their hands. You put some smelly stuff into the water. And then they wash their hands, their hands smell nice. So on that, the Mishnah is not very happy. He says, I've been here, that's a problem. Scenting water is not allowed on Shabbos.
What does that mean?
That's an Issel Moed Re'ah. To make something smell nice is an Issel Moed Re'ah. Come on the back of Patish, that ain't proven an article. Therefore, one shouldn't do it.
What do you mean?
So where's that relevant to us? Where that's relevant to us like this, on the Kufa Adam, on a person himself, there's no Issel Moed Re'ah. So there's no problem spraying deodorant or perfume on a person himself.
So why can't you spray perfume on
you? Oh, so that you can. On a person himself, there's no problem. The shiny is, let's have a beget, can you spray a garment to make the garment smell nice?
What garment?
That you can't do Moshe. That is a problem of Moed Re'ah, that person can't do. To make a garment smell nice is an Issel Moed Re'ah.
Spray some on the clothes to speak it.
Then to spray clothes on that. To spray it a bit nice, the possible thing, it happens indirectly because the person sprays himself or it's broken or something. And because of that, some of the perfume goes onto the garment. That's okay. It's not because the ink is on the goof or on, that's what.
And these toilet things put into the toilet concerns.
So
not the coloured ones, the coloured ones probably severe. The coloured ones are severe, but the plain ones.
That's the uncoloured ones.
Why not?
He's got a chiddush that Erech HaShabbos time is that the moment when he said he spoke to the manufacturer to make this thing. He's talking about a toilet plot and putting the toilet. which that's it goes under the room on top. You flash a chain, it kind of water goes over it.
Smells nice.
And it smells nice inside as I get it. There's two sides, one is when it's right, one is when it's colouring. That's the kind of problem with severe, which is most problematic. If it colours the water, that causes a problem. It's the one that does not colour the water. It's nice, it's colours. Can you use that shot? The chayre issue is a problem with the mayor. That's the swara, the same issue, the problem with the mayor. So that shot was over, I was asking for this. Shabbos, he spoke to the man who make these blocks, and they tied it interestingly. They tied it that really what happens in these blocks are the block gives out a nice smell the whole time, really. What happens is after a while it gets crusty over it, and that stops the smell coming out. Now, when you flush chain, you wet it, so the crust goes off, and the block now gives out the smell itself. So the fact that the water gets centered is insignificant. That's not what it's doing. The main kashivas of the smell is the block itself. And therefore, even though you're right, some of the water does get centered, but there's a small amount, that's not the main tachlis, and therefore there's no problem using those chances.
So why can you use those on channels?
You can use those on channels, but the kind of ones not, but this one you can. The ones that are colourless, he says, that's on the channels, he says, they ask the manufacturers, say they give the smell off the whole time, first you smell.
So to open bottles.
What?
To open bottles which give a nice smell.
If the air is no smell, so take an air freshener and spray a room, it's nothing, it has to go on, but it's the way it is to go on to something. So if you spray an air freshener in a room, so the whole room smells nice, that's not Isra Moed Reach. The Isra Moed Reach, when you spray it onto something, and that item now gets a scent on this thing, that's the problem. So on a good father, there's no problem. On the hairs of a person, a bit of a shy, the mice are the most possible makeup of the hairs of a person, but a shank is worse. A shank is not natural hair. Many possible hold that shank is a problem. So to use a scent, a smell, a hairspray which smells, meant to be a nice smell to the shank, to make it smell. Why are you doing that? I don't know. The mice, that's what they're doing. You want to make it smell nice, you're doing an Isra Moed Reach on the shank. By the way, the possible say, even not scented could be a problem, because you're making it firm, could be a shank, but in the way it might not worry, the mice might compass, it might be another problem. So the mice to put scented stuff on. On a shaggy's problem, on natural hair, a possible makeup. So I'm saying deodorants on the armpits, all these things, that's okay. But a nicer things on that natural hair is a problem. Another thing people do sometimes is they put talcum powder into their shoes to make the shoes smell nice. It's a problem. That's also very rare. You're making that item smell nice. Any time you're putting something into something else to make the item smell nice, that is not allowed to be done. That's the Isra Moed Reach, a person can't do that. If you put it on your feet, that's the body, and because of that, the shoe smells nice, that's already better. But to do it directly into the shoe gives out a nice smell, and the chalice problem. So I'm saying, basically, this malach of Zohar is not very, very negated, that's so much more Hashem. So generally speaking, most of the times we're doing Zohar, but it's got a mixture, that's it also. Someone's got a mixture of nuts in our case, or a fly into the soup there, that's a problem. No. When a person's got no mixture, there's no mixture, many possible seem to hold, there's no problem whatsoever of going off. Say there's some, I mean, I've got as much as there's some possible I'll have in. In such a case there, one is allowed to be making this, of course, making.
Alright, so. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.